Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so we've been reflecting a little bit on what happened at Beneath the Sea last week. And, you know, one person I didn't see, and maybe he was there and I just missed him, that's usually at this big event, was Big Wave Dave. Dave, were you there in Jersey last week or no?
Nope, didn't have the pool out there, so just working at home, trying to get everything set up for the rest of the summer and next year.
Got it. Okay, yeah, because I saw Tom Ingram from DEMA. He was there doing their DEMA meeting that I missed, of course, as usual, as well. But I know you help out with that sometimes. But you were just prepping for the Be a Diver pool, so that was your excuse for missing the 40-year anniversary, I guess, right?
You got that right. Okay. Getting all ready for a busy year.
Fair enough. And you had just come from the road or, you know, doing a little, you know, fun trip, taking a little R&R with the wifey, I believe, in the Caymans. Is that true?
Well, kind of true. It was a work trip.
It was,
know,
okay.
Caymans is now the new sponsor of the Be a Diver pool.
Got it.
Which has some changes coming up shortly. And so they wanted to get me over to the island to become more of a Cayman expert. So I spent some time on Cayman Brac and Grand Cayman doing some diving and doing some site visits.
Very nice. So you were on the main island of Grand Cayman and you're on Cayman Brac. You make it over to Little Cayman or no?
No, we just did. I was over on started on Brac Beach Resort while they redid everything. Had 3 days over there touring the island and diving, and then went back to Grand Cayman. Did some diving with Sunset House.
Very nice.
Buddy, and then went over to stay at Sunshine Suites and dove with Red Sail Sports.
Very good. Well, you know, I walked through the Caymans aisle there at the Beneath the Sea show. So that was the closest I've come to the Caymans in many, many years. So you're going to have to give me a rundown of what you witnessed there, you know, from your journeys. Okay. So give me the lowdown. Well, first of all, let's start in Cayman Brac. So last time I was there was before Hurricane Ivan, I believe. And they went through a lot of changes, I know, but I hear rave reviews of the diving still on, you know, one of those little sister islands there, the Caymans. What did you experience this time around?
Oh, the diving was fantastic. Great walls, a lot of sea life. Probably the biggest change over there is with the Brac Reef Resort, the beach resort, because they totally rebuilt their pool, bar area, just totally gorgeous now.
Yeah, I bet it is. And but as far as the critters, I know when I went there, one of the things that was fairly common to find were seahorses. They still have those in some of the sites over there, or did you
still have some
out?
Of those? I didn't catch any of those. We did some good turtles, some big eels, some great big green moray eels.
Yeah,
so
nice.
Some all around good diving.
Do some night diving while you're there or no?
No, did not have enough time because I was busy doing some site visits and everything.
Got it. Well, I'll tell you, that is the place where I heard this story from Liesel, who at the time worked there at the Brac Reef Beach Resort, you know, and probably different management under the time. But she was the dive guide, and she gave one of the most unique briefings I've ever heard on any dive ever, even to this day, and that was right before a night dive. She said, we have a lot of octopus on this dive. We guarantee you're going to see an octopus, which is a treat in itself. But she said, guys, I know it's warm. It's summer. You're wearing loose-fitting shorts. Well, just remember, the octopus like to find warm spaces to hide in. And she told this story of a unsuspecting visitor to the island one time where that exactly happened. That octopus found a warm space to the visitor's chagrin, or well, everyone else's chagrin, because they enjoyed the show as he attempted to whack an octopus out of his shorts. But you didn't experience anything like that.
No, didn't have any crawling up octopuses.
Yeah, you didn't hear that story. Is that living on in infamy?
No,
there?
They didn't mention that. Maybe we didn't do the dive with all the octopuses.
Well, okay, yeah, like I said, it was for prepping for a night dive. All right, so you did a few dives there on Cayman Brac. Were you doing Bloody Bay Wall in that right there too, or is that Little Cayman?
No, that's all over on Little Cayman, okay. And they were going there later in the week. So,
I see. Okay,
we were already going to be gone.
You're on a limited schedule. Yeah, yeah.
But I have done Bloody Bay Wall, which is a fantastic dive.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's on my list. One of these days, I'm going to get over there and do that as well. But you love the accommodations. You love the diving there, and it's a little more of an out island experience. Still, correct? It's pretty much under kind of like a small out island in the Bahamas. You're out all by yourself, aren't you? Still.
Well, yeah. You're pretty much doing with the resorts there. I mean, there's stuff to see off the island, but we did a little island tour, went to some of the caves and everything. But
right.
You know, the resort, you wouldn't believe you're on a small little island. I mean, the resort's that nice right now.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, it definitely sounds like a place we got to revisit here with our scuba radio friends in the Caymans. But okay, so you went there and then you hopped back over to the mainland, and then you went over to Sunset House, home of the mermaid statue. Did you dive that site there right off the?
We did. Yep, we did do a beach dive out there.
Yeah.
Got a couple pictures of it.
Nice.
And, of course, you know, Sunset House is known as, you know, four divers by divers. Great operation. We had some great dives out there. We did 3 days of diving.
One of the coolest tiki bars in the world. Yeah. What do they call that? The dive bar? No, what is it called?
My bar.
My bar. There you go. My bar. Yeah. So you had a few cocktails after your day of diving was done, I guess, right?
Yeah, and great food there, too. So
mm-hmm. Very nice.
Stayed in one of their premium, their nice rooms, all decorated up. Just, again, a fantastic week. But thanks to Keith and Karen for a great time.
Yeah, well, that is just a beautiful sight for sure. Now, you did the beach dive there. Did they take you out on the boats and stuff, too? Or what sights did you do in Grand Cayman?
Again, yeah, we dove off the boat and then just did a beach dive one afternoon to get out there by the mermaid. And again, did some sightseeing, some stops at a couple of the other resorts up on the east end and out at Lighthouse Point. So
yeah.
We kept pretty busy. We were there 3 days, and then he moved us over to Sunshine Suites, which basically is hooked into the Red Sail Sports. So we did 3 days of diving with them.
Very nice. Now, where did you dive when you went out with them? Because they're more, aren't they along the line of 7 Mile Beach, or am I mixed up on my geography?
No, you're
there.
Right. That's where most of the dives were out. You can go all over. One nice thing, I was able to do a couple dives in the Kittiwake, once with Sunset House and again with Red Sail, and that was a fantastic dive. There's a lot of fish inside.
Cool.
Yeah, Gray Wreck came down.
No, the Kittiwake, where is that exactly? Is that right off of 7 Mile Beach? That's not off 7 Mile Beach, is it?
Yep.
Oh, it is. So, I mean, can you actually see the site from the beach if you're just looking out, or?
No, it's out a little ways. But what's cool about the Kittiwake, you know, it starts in about 12 feet of water. So we even went out there with a family in a Zodiac. We're even snorkeling it before we went down.
Wow.
Max depth 60 feet, so a perfect, just nice, easy, long dive.
Yeah, but it's a mile or two offshore. It's not something you could swim to unless you were superhuman, I guess. It's a short.
I wouldn't want to swim there.
Yeah, short boat ride though, but it's still you're saying that the top of the wreck starts at 12 feet. I got you. Okay. I've seen some great video. Matter of fact, I might have seen pictures or video of your trip on Facebook. Did you post some stuff up there?
Yeah, some stuff on some Eagle Ray that we basically, as soon as we hit the water, was there, and then I saw some of the video inside along the anchor chain and everything. So,
yeah.
Some really good dive. You get a chance, definitely get over there and do a dive on it.
Yeah, I mean, is that something that you penetrate, or if you're a wreck diver specialty, certification folk kind of thing, or
no,
is it pretty open?
It's totally all... A lot of cutouts, safe cutouts, a lot of light emanating inside, so very easy to dive to go inside.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Very diver-friendly is what I heard about it. I mean, that's what it was all for. They sank the Kittiwake just for us. How big is that wreck, by the way? Do you know what the square footage or length?
280, I think, somewhere around there.
Well, so that's pretty
meaty. Don't quote me, though.
Yeah, okay.
But Inside, it was a submarine rescue ship, so they still have the recompression chambers in there and stuff like that. You can actually squeeze into them if you'd like.
Okay, interesting. Make for an interesting little photo op, I'm sure. All right, well, what does the Cayman Island sponsorship at the Be a Diver pool mean exactly? What are changes are coming down the pike? Anything, you know, noticeable?
Well, it's more with the pool. If probably in the end of the month, we'll talk more about that.
Ah, okay. He can't tell me, or otherwise he'd have to kill me, kind of thing. So we got to wait for the proper time to unveil that. But some new, bigger, cooler things are happening for the Be a Diver pool and the Be a Diver pool tour, I'm guessing, with Big Wave Dave. Is that fair enough to say? I can say that
fair
much?
Fair enough to say? Give me a call on the 30th. I'll be out in Philadelphia, and we'll talk all about it.
Okay, there
Send you
go.
Some photos.
He's working out the details. We kind of follow some type of diver protocol. That's just what we do. But Dave, appreciate it. BeADiver.com. Go there, find out where he's going to be, and jump in the pool and learn how to dive. Get wet. Bring your friends. It's all free and it's fun for sure.
And by the way, the next time we call, I'll tell you about our new grandson. Should be born in about a week.
Ah, congrats. All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants to party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
Yes, Mermaid Tony. She had a baby last week. Congrats to her and her better half, David. We wish him the best, and we just know she'll be an excellent mommy despite what we did to her in her mermaid years here at Scuba Radio. All right, so Bob Evans is on the line. He's one of my favorite folks in the dive industry, and he is on the phone. Bob, how are you, buddy?
Hey, great, Greg. Who had the baby?
It was Mermaid Tony. Mermaid Tony,
really?
Down in Florida Keys, yeah.
Oh.
The pod is growing.
I love her. Remember the time we spent down at the grottos? Oh, Tony, that's really great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Bouncing baby boy about a week ago, a little over a week ago. Congrats to her for sure. We wish her the best.
Yeah, no, what a neat person. We got the Wiki Walkie Springs. When we
yes, well, Wiki Watchy. But you're close enough. But good times for sure. And, you know, Bob, I was at Beneath the Sea last week, and I was talking to your close personal friend, Jean-Michel Cousteau. And after we did our little interview for the show that aired last week, we started talking about you. And he goes, oh, I just love Bob. Or I can't even do the accent. I just love it, Bob. He's so, you know, but anyway. Yeah, everybody loves you.
You know, he received, I don't know if he told you, he's so modest, that's what it kind of surprised. He's received the most prestigious award the French government gives out, the Legion of, National Legion of something. It's in French, I have a hard time. It's the highest honor that his father received for any civilian, which is kind of cool, and he's receiving it from the President of France next month.
Wow. Well, yeah, he didn't mention that, but you're right. He is modest for who he is, and he talks to slubs like me, which always shocks me when I see him, but he's so generous with his time, and he's just a neat guy to talk to. And the interview we did last week, I mean, he's so articulate. I mean, he, if you ever have the opportunity to see Jean-Michel speak at an event and give a presentation, he'll knock your socks off because he is just so inspirational. And how he handles himself and presents, this data that he's always doing some crazy film project or conservation effort or Ocean Futures or whatever. And yet he still has time to just mix with the common folk like myself. And it's greatly appreciated. But, you know, he hangs with you. He talks so highly of you, as everyone does, because you're just one of a kind there, Bob. And
he's probably one of my best friends, and it's always great. We had the opportunity to see each other the other day in his office, and
Well, he's your neighbor.
Another part of the world to give a lecture. Then he's in Cannes, France for the film festival with showing his father's film, and then he'll be back here in a couple more weeks. In fact, that's funny. I'm on my way down to his office right now to deliver a letter from an organization here locally that wants to present an award to him for his environmental work.
Well,
and I was supposed to present it to him the other day, but I don't bug him. When he's in town, he's just a very short period of time, and if I have an opportunity, Suzanne and I, to hang out with him, it's always great hearing of what he's doing with the Sea World and the killer whales. And
right.
He had an editorial in the Los Angeles Times that was awesome on his opinion. I firmly believe they should put him back out in the wild.
Yeah, and, well, any time will tell how that pans out. But, you know, the thing is that you guys are neighbors there in Santa Barbara. So it's kind of a cool neighbor to have. And evidently he feels the same about you. So that's cool. And, you know, a couple weeks ago we had you on the 19-year anniversary show. And you're always so generous, and you made some surprise announcement like, hey, I want to hook up a Scuba Radio listener. And, of course, you blew up our email again while I was away up in Jersey. And I read, or I should say, Scuba Radio Drunken Sailor read one of these letters that we got where we just asked somebody to email us or Brown Nose why they like Scuba Radio so much. And we had a bunch, but I think Russ Kaufman was the big winner. And I don't know, what do you want to send him, a hat or something? What do you want to hook him up with?
No, I think what we'll do is I'll get on the phone with him, just like I have with all the Scuba Radio listeners, and get a chance to know him and find out what particular model they like. And it gives me an opportunity to talk to another fan, and they kind of can take their pick of what they want, except for the Tan Deltas, which we're hoping to be in production here shortly.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I'll let you give them a call.
Yeah, I just got a great letter from some guy in Singapore. He got a pair of accelerators, I guess, on eBay and didn't really know what he had. And it has bat wings on them. It's like, just the other day I was looking at a picture of you swimming around with one of those experimental models that had the bat wings on it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
He figured out, this guy figured out he could frog kick with the bat wings on the fins without having to twist his leg. And I thought, well, somebody's figured it out.
That's right. They're bat wings. They're kind of like superhero tools that Batman would have, but always have been available via force fins and Bob Evans' cool creations. He just didn't know what he had until you told him, I guess. But he had figured a little bit out of it on his own, is what you're saying, huh?
Well, you know, anything that's new and innovative takes time, Greg. I'm starting to realize that more than ever.
Yeah.
Anyone who's got something new and different, you're going to have to kind of go through that the period of hurdles where it takes time for people to accept anything that's new and innovative.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it took us close to 10 years before we caught on. And I think today, even today, people say, well, I hardly see your fins anywhere, which is kind of exciting to realize that after all these years, we're still as new today as when we first came out in the early 80s.
Well, they're kind of an exclusive product. You can't get them real easily or as easily now unless you order them directly from you via the web. But when people search them out and find them, I mean, man, are they the conversation piece on the dive boat? I mean, everybody wants them, wants to try them and ask me about them when I wear them on the boat. And they look really cool. They're very unique, but they're very cool, very functional, but extremely fashionable. Whether it's the red sparkle ones that I sport every now and then or just my, you know, solid black original force fins. You hear what I'm saying?
You just kind of stand out, and people are always kind of curious about where you received them. And unfortunately, I can't compete with fins made in China. I mean, give me a break. You know?
But you can order them online at forcefin.com, and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, you can support Scuba Radio now that we're on top of the world again.
Bob, it's always a pleasure. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend, okay?
Yeah, we'll give some fins away down in Long Beach.
There you go. That sounds like a good plan for the first week of June. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master. Man, it's nice to talk to Bob Evans and then just give away more stuff. He's so generous with those force fins. And I'll tell you, those are great fins. And you ought to go to forcefin.com, check them out. If you're having trouble finding them in a local dive store near you, just do that and order them online. And you can call up Bob and he'll customize them the way you want. It's pretty cool what he's got going on there in Santa Barbara. And he's just a great guy. Also, you know, last week we gave away a ton of stuff. I got to thank my friends there at Polar Pro, Reef Safe, Nanook Cases, Abington Watches. I mean, we gave away so much stuff, including a liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures. It blew me away. And it was part of our 19-year anniversary, and we want to thank all those sponsors for helping us out and making the folks up there in the Northeast very happy for coming out and hanging with us for a few minutes at the big show. Also, our new mermaid tail maker, FinFun. If you go to finfun.com, they made a special offer available for the folks up there in Northeast that I want to make available to you right now. We made one lucky young lady very happy. I think she was about 12 years old, and we gave her her own mermaid tail. And you could get one as well and get $5 off by using the coupon code SCUBARADIO at finfun.com. They're very nice fins. So you can put them in the water, do just like you see our mermaids do at scubaradio.com. And and just do it in the enjoyment of your own, you know, water environment, whatever you see fit for your kids, for yourself, male, female, I don't care. But if you do and you get one and use the code, you know, send us a picture. And maybe we'll post it up at scubaradio.com, you being a mermaid. Why not, right? It's all about sharing the love of the underwater world. And part of that world sometimes for our crew is being a mermaid and working with the folks at FinFun and spreading the love of mermaidium or mermaids or whatever. You know, it kind of goes hand in hand or fin in fin. Yeah, take your pick. All right, coming up, we're going to check in with our good buddy Pete from Scuba Board, get the latest and greatest things that are happening online, newsworthy, and, you know, some twisted stories as well. That's coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You went up to the surface again, didn't you? Didn't you?
Nothing happened. Oh, I'm about to dive in. Baby girl, hold your breath. We're about to get so wet. Put me to the test, girl, when I dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and Pete from Scuba Board is connected with us via the web.
And,
hey, buddy, how are you?
Muy bueno.
You know, we got to talk about a lot of stuff. You know, I was up in New Jersey for the 40-year anniversary of Beneath the Sea and our 19-year anniversary party.
Did you try it out?
Did I try what out? Beneath the Sea, or what do you mean? What?
No. Did you try it out?
It? What's it? What is
that,
it?
That new rebreather thing.
Oh, the
Triton rebreather. Didn't you try that out? I'm sure it's all over the place down there, up there.
You know, ironically, it was missing from any of the booths in any of the aisles at Beneath the Sea. Yeah.
Say it isn't so.
Yeah. You know, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, and actually, I got several emails about it because we brought this up a year ago. This thing has been out there for some time, and when it came out the first time, I saw all this stuff online, people saying, oh, this is a big hose. This is one of those urban legend type things. And then I'd say probably about a month ago, it popped up again and got a new wave of interest from a lot of folks. We got a ton of emails here at Scuba Radio asking about this new technology. And, Greg, what do you think? And da-da-da. And I was like, oh, well, it's a big hose. But then I looked. They were getting crowdfunding and had reached almost $1 million in backers. And I was
That's
like,
the thing that kills me.
Yeah. Scary. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. And, you know, I snoped it and checked it out. And they actually, even in Snopes, they gave it a 50-50 that they didn't think it was right, but they're not willing to say it's a total hose. And we started talking about that, I'd say, about 3 weeks ago, you know, when this crowdfunding stuff was coming up. And I got a ton of emails. One of them was he's a military diving expert. He's the guy who has his, you know, hand on the button in case the president calls.
Uh-oh.
He does some serious diving stuff. And
don't put him on one of these.
Well, yeah. I don't think he's willing to give that a go because he just sent me this big, long email, said, this is a total hose. Whoever's doing this needs to be arrested. We're going to send our military. I don't know. He was all. As a matter of fact, I'm going to try to get him on the show. I don't want to identify him just yet because I don't want to blow his cover. I mean, he's pretty deep in the military. That's all I can say. And if I say
anymore,
I get
it. He's a diver, so he's pretty deep.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you got the joke there. And I didn't even mean it. So, wow, what a bonus. Anyway, yeah, we'll see if we get him on a future edition of the big show and talk about just that. But you had heard about it, too. I'm sure it was quite the scuttlebutt there on scubaboard.com. Am I right, Pete, or what?
Well, it's in the joke section.
Okay, of course.
It's in the humor, good fun. Oh, I can't believe people are falling for this section.
Yeah. Well,
but other than that, it's you know, it's fantasy.
Well, it just got another round of buzz just this past week because, you know, the first round of crowdfunding almost reached $1 million. And finally, GoFundMe, I think that was the website they were using, pulled it, and they agreed to refund all their money. But then it came back again. And now,
you believe it?
It's up there again. They've made some modifications, and now it's taken more donations or whatever, or backers. I don't know what the hell's going on with it.
A sucker born every minute. P.T. Well, Barnum had it right. And, you know, people who weren't gigged by it the first time are now being gigged by it. It's why the scammers in Nigeria keep scamming, because people are dumb enough to fall for it.
Well, the trick with this, though, I don't think they're going to get any of the money until they officially prove something. I believe that's how it works. I don't know. So hopefully the folks that have signed on to support the project, if it is a big hose, they're not going to get hosed. It'll get yanked again, I guess. I don't know. Because I'm hearing, even with the changes that they've made on their technology, or what they said it would or would not do. And we're, by the way, and I guess we need to back up for folks that don't understand, or we lost them a little bit. This thing is called this Triton rebreather, and it's basically modeled after that classic James Bond two little tube thing with a mouthpiece that you stick in your mouth, and he could dive like a scuba diver. Real cool James Bond tool, but not reality. Doesn't work. And yet these guys put this thing out saying that they are going to be able to filter the oxygen out of the water with this little filter system that they've developed, that basically is like like a handlebars and a mouthpiece that you stick in your mouth, and you won't need tanks or anything else. You know, I don't know. It sounds too good to be true. If it was true, it would be pretty cool. But
I'd buy one.
Yeah, I mean, but
for a dollar.
When you dig into it and you realize, like, hey, wait a minute, something's not right. And then when you start talking about the physics, and that's where I hear from some of the experts in the diving community that have emailed us, and like this military guy in particular, he's quite ticked off about it, by the way. So,
by the way, it has to run on antimatter. I'm sure of that.
Oh, that would make sense. Yes, that and
or a quirk. Of a quark.
Okay, it could be one of those. Or, you know, what is it, kryptonite stuff Superman uses? Or, you know,
there you
it
go.
Has some kind of weird superhero ingredient.
It's from Avatar. It's unobtainium.
Yes, exactly. I like it. I like it a lot. But,
Two grams of unobtainium, and you can breathe underwater, my friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, this type of project could end up, you know, clouding the waters for other, you know, manufacturers that want to
real.
Do legitimate stuff. Like, well, the eye bubble, and I spoke to those guys last week at Beneath the Sea. They made
their debut
in the USA.
The eye bubble?
The eye bubble, which is an underwater remote control vehicle that follows you like a quadcopter would on the surface. You know, the thing that's hot and new in quadcopters is you put this little wristwatch thing on, or an Apple Watch, and you launch your quadcopter, and it connects you to your quadcopter, and the quadcopter films you. It's like the ultimate selfie stick that flies, right? This technology exists today.
The ultimate narcissism is what you're saying.
Well, maybe. But, they are pretty cool for mountain climbers, mountain bikers and folks like that, skateboarders that want to film the tricks and things like this. They can do it by themselves and get some really amazing footage by using one of these quadcopter tools. These guys at the iBubble announced that they were going to do this underwater. And they say they have the technology, and they're working on putting it all together. They had a prototype there at Beneath the Sea and made their USA debut for the iBubble there at BTS. It was impressive.
Wow.
I talked to the guys. We had them on the show last week. Sounds totally legit. They're out of France. They're doing a lot of work on it. A lot of marketing, too. And, you know, that kind of, you know, caught my eye, like, okay, is this legit? And when I talked to them, I was like, yeah, okay, it sounds like they got the backing and the idea of what they want to do. And I just told them, I said, look, if it does what you say it's going to do, this will be really cool. And, you know, they're talking about $2,200 they hope to come in to market in about a year.
That's
with this
not bad.
Unit. It's not. It's
I could have used it today.
Yeah.
I was on the Spiegel Grove this morning, and
oh,
then on
wow.
the Benwood down here in the Keys with an advanced open water student.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this guy is 72 years old, Greg, and mm-hmm. he's as slick as glass underwater.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my best students. And you know, everyone's worried because of his age.
Right.
But, boy, I would have loved to have a tag-along on him filming. Because, you know, as an instructor, we really can't take cameras into the water with us. We don't want to get distracted
well,
by them.
Exactly. I mean, that could be one of many uses. They say it's going to do some cool stuff. For instance, you could take this eye bubble and say you see a turtle, right? And you say, okay, and you press some button on your wrist, and it'll track the turtle and follow the turtle for like 30 feet or so out and film it and then come back to you. So you can actually, you know, I don't know, tell it to do things underwater. It's an robot, kind of filming robot. And so there's a lot of interesting uses that it could be, used for as far as training or whatever, or just like you said, taking the ultimate underwater selfie. I mean, it's kind of a cool little idea, I think. It's just a matter of can they really pull it off? And I know they do it on land, so why not do it underwater? It sounds feasible, maybe, to me.
I wonder if they'll make it so it can negotiate hazards, like when I go cave diving, have this little thing follow me through the cave.
Yeah, I would think it would have some kind of capability, but I don't know. I mean, that's now you're getting into mapping and tracking and, you know,
and
lasers.
A lot of butt pictures, I bet, as it sits right behind me.
Well, it depends. It might depend on where you're holding your wrist, because that's what it's really tracking onto, is this little wrist mount remote control. But we'll find out as we get closer to their launch date. They're doing their, I think their crowdfunding might be available now. If you do a Google search on iBubble, it'll pop up, I have no doubt, because they've been doing a lot of stuff online. So
iBubble, not Triton.
Correct. Yeah, don't let the Triton, you know, color
don't
the success or potential success of the iBubble. Even though,
if you want to really invest in the Triton, I have a bridge for you.
Yeah.
Anywhere. I don't care where. I'll sell you a bridge if you'll buy the Triton.
Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Well, I know Pete was diving last weekend. We're going to talk about that, his little adventure in Jenny Springs for Fool's Day weekend. And I'm sure he has a few other little dive little nuggets that we'll share with you next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Join divers around the globe for the second annual Paddy Women's Dive Day, a special day to celebrate female divers and their contributions to the sport. The purpose is simple: get more women together, involved, and interested in scuba diving. All are invited to participate in Women's Dive Day on July 16th. Women, share a dive with your sisters and scuba friends. Men, introduce your female friends and family to the sport you love. Visit paddy.com/women-dive to find a dive or event in your area. That's paddy.com/women-dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'll be in the Maldives. August 13th to the 20th with my good friend Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. Our friends from Scuba Pro are going to be on board as well. The only thing missing is you. And I'm telling you, it's going to be worth your while if you get that week available, the 13th to 20th of August, 2016. You need to join us in the Maldives. Just call up Explorer Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. Or go to exploreventures.com and look at the itinerary and book it. There's just a few spots left, but I'm telling you, this is going to be a very, very special trip, if nothing else, because it's Jerry Beatty's birthday that week. So we're going to have a blast on top of some spectacular diving that'll just blow. It'll just blow your mind. You'll have a great time. All right, Pete from Scuba Board is my guest right now. And you were diving last weekend while I was in Jersey. Beneath the Sea, and just having a little bit of fun at Jenny Springs. That was okay, I guess. You had a good time, right?
Scooping. Jenny Springs is always lovely, always fun, nice and cool, crisp water. Not as cool and crisp as you had up in New Jersey, though, I'm sure.
Well, if you say so, because I didn't, you know, test it.
Smart so, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'll leave that to the professionals and do that. But I know you're up there with the Scuba Nation guys. They were filming some stuff. Maybe that'll
they
show
were,
up on their
were.
Shows. Here in the coming weeks, but you were mentioned in the last segment. You just got back from diving the Spiegel Grove this morning, or was this last week? You were doing the rebreather thing.
Well, actually, this is my second dive on the Spiegel Grove this week. Uh-huh. I did one on Sunday, and I did one today. Sunday's was on my new rebreather, my SF2 rebreather, and it was amazing.
Yeah, why? How so? Why? Well, why do you say that?
A couple things. I can sneak up on the fish now.
Yeah,
I can go right up onto the Jewfish, and you know, all of a sudden they go whoa, 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 and they just take off. It's kind of funny to watch them.
Yeah, you spook them. You can sneak up on them like that and just spook them like you're scaring some unsuspecting person in a hallway or something at work.
Exactly. Until they feel the pressure of my body, you know, it's like a shock wave. Yeah. They can't hear me.
Wow. Now, do they get...
They can't hear me.
Really, do they get defensive? Some of them, Goliath Gruber, can get kind of grumpy.
I'm not that dumb. It was a small Jewfish.
Okay. Got it. Fair enough.
Very small Jewfish. And the other thing I noticed is how noisy divers are.
Oh, yeah. That is so true when you get on
those
rebreathers.
I was coming back, and there was like 10 of them coming towards me, and I didn't hear each individual exhaust. I heard the air actually passing through the water. Sounded like a thousand little cymbals going off. It was like a rain stick.
Little rumble, yeah. A rain stick. That's a good analogy for sure.
It was amazing. It was like, okay.
You would have no idea how noisy we are until you get on a rebreather. That is something that is you know, it takes getting used to, and then you kind of get annoyed by it. You're like, gosh, I wish they'd get away and I could really just be quiet with myself and the critters. And then you actually hear the reef. You hear all the noise the reef is making, which is pretty remarkable.
Oh, yeah. The clicks. And yeah. I've always heard the reef. Every time I dove, I think Silent World. Ha.
Yeah,
it's no
right.
Silent. It's not silent down here, but we went to a different reef called French Reef.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite fish to see, and they're so shy, is called the yellow-headed jawfish. And, Greg, I got to within, 6-8 inches. This
wow.
guy's just looking at me. I'm looking at him. He's not frightened until my buddy comes along and Breeze.
Yeah, those are the ones that are, you know, popping their head up out of the sand. They made a little hole in the sand. They float about a foot above their hole until you get within photo distance.
Yeah, exactly. As soon as I hear your bubbles, yeah. They're like, whoa, what's like, with
hey,
this? Don't
hey.
Like the bubbles.
Yeah, and they duck back in their hole, and you try to wait and see if you can, you know, work your breathing some way where they'll come out
you
and get a
blue.
Picture. Oh, it drives you crazy as an underwater photographer. But with a rebreather, you can get right up on them.
I'm going to have to start taking my camera again. I tell you, I was very, very impressed.
Well, you know what you want to do?
Close I got.
Well, with a rebreather, now I've seen this, what you want to take is a mirror. Take a small mirror down with you because you'll be able to get right up next to them. And you
I like the mirror idea.
Set that mirror next to your jawfish, and next thing you know, he'll start either attacking it or going, hey, baby, what's going on?
I thought you meant the mirror is for me. You mean it's for the jawfish?
It's for the jawfish. You put it in front of the jawfish, and then he thinks there's another jawfish right there, or you know, or maybe they start admiring themselves in the mirror. I don't know. I've seen some pretty crazy behavior like
that. I heard that works for mantis shrimp as well.
Ah, yes.
They get very territorial.
Right. They start attacking.
And you got to keep moving it back because they will smash your mirror.
Yeah. That'd be fun, too. And you'd get both of these activities on video just for fun and frolic, I'd say. But, yeah, I mean, that's one of the many benefits of diving on a rebreather. So the no bubbles and the fact you could get closer to the marine life was the thing that stood out most to you on the Spiegel Grove and French Reef.
I would say it's the thing that stood out most, but, you know, not having to change tanks.
Yeah.
You know, I hardly used any gas in between the dives. I probably could have done another two dives at least before I need to worry about gas.
Well, how long was your dive on the Spiegel Grove?
It was only about 30 minutes or so, 25 minutes. It was a good long dive. He had a big tank. It was great.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I was limited by my buddy, not by me.
I see. Okay. So you got to need to go down there with someone else on a rebreather and do like a three-hour dive on the Spiegel Grove.
Or go solo.
Or you could do that with your eye bubble.
There you go. My buddy, the eye bubble.
Yeah, that's right. Your robotic buddy that films you on your dive.
On a real rebreather and not the other one.
The future. Yeah, I mean, maybe we got to change it to not. It shouldn't be eye bubble because it wouldn't be making any bubbles because it's a rebreather. I don't know. Who knows?
And I don't bubble.
Let them figure that out. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Pete?
Down where it's wet, I'm on.
Ah, there you go. Safe diving, everybody.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the muck under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.